You are now listening to Doing the Absolute Most Podcast with Lala and Minnie.
Listen, Twerk came on with City Girls and Cardi.
Yes.
I want to slim out.
Sometimes I need to work.
Oh, yeah. Trying to keep it calm. I was like.
Like, don't put your hands all the way up, Charlotte, because they can see you there.
Yeah, I was like trying to type. I was like, chair rocking. I was like, no. Listen, when the ratchet hits you, it hits you.
You can't stop it.
I'm trying to think where I was. I heard, put your right hand in the air, put a left foot.
God, where were you hearing that?
Where did I hear that? Back from college.
I love ratchet music.
Bruh, you don't know how badly I want to come. I don't want to, but I do. I don't want to deal with the foolishness, but I really want to come home and go to Park Avenue because it's so ratchet. I've seen dead birds in the parking lot. I've seen whole tracks in the parking lot. I've seen a braid still braided up in the parking lot. Seen bikes in the parking lot. But I've still managed to have such a good time the times I was there.
I don't think I've ever been to Park Avenue.
When it was Beamer's, you didn't go?
No.
I'm telling you, I done had some good ratchet fun.
Well, you can come on down. That'll be my 43rd birthday.
Listen. I'm telling you, it used to be so fun. The music be good and ratchet.
That's just the way we like it. Then go back to work.
Just the way.
Go back to work classy the next day.
Put some Boosie on. Put some little Webby. His name Webby. His name ain't Weeby. That be killing me when he said that song. Listen. Now every time I see him, I think about that video he made where he was in the bathtub and he was like, back to the bubbles.
Please find that video for me.
What'd you say?
Find that video for me.
Oh, yes. I thought I said it. I'm going to find it and send it to you. It's hilarious.
You might have. I might have missed it. I don't know. It's a lot been going on last couple of weeks, so I don't know what's going on.
I really don't know
what's
how,
wrong.
Like, there's gonna be a chance of me not being single because who's gonna be able to handle all this?
I don't know. Welcome to the show. I don't know. Countdown there.
No, stay ready. You ain't gotta get ready.
Oh, okay. Okay, bud. Just bud moving back and forth.
Bruh.
How are things in that great D.C. area?
It has been so nice.
That's good.
I mean, of course I need to go home, but aside from that, it has been so nice. Like, I want to be like, go back to where you came from. We don't want you here. I mean, I really do.
You know, there's
tour bus with you.
It was tourists everywhere. But it was like in D.C., you hate it the most where tourists
are. Yeah, it's the capital. People come on. These Japanese cherry blossoms, people literally come from other countries to see. It is so packed. I want to be like, go home. I'll send you a picture. I can FaceTime you in. You don't have to come here. We'll do a live feed. It's okay.
So, what do you prefer more? The blue bonnets of Texas?
Or of course. Hands down. Don't even ask me. Don't disrespect me like that.
Oh, I apologize.
I'm going to kill or whatever, but they ain't no blue bonnets.
I apologize profusely for that.
You have to. You knew better. Cherry blossoms is cool or whatever. I ain't going. Okay.
But they're not blue bonnets.
Not at all.
So when you eventually move back to Texas, are you going to start doing photo shoots with Harley and the Blue Bonnets?
I'm leery because I don't know if I can trust it because I'm scared to get a Blue Bonnets because there's just too many creatures in there. But maybe we could, you know, I'm not really willing, like, I'm not ready to fight creatures. Mm-hmm. I literally almost moved out of my apartment because a lizard came in once. I was not ready for creatures. So
that's by far my favorite story in life.
That was it. I literally was ready to break my whole lease.
Can you please recant or retell that story?
I got a lizard, but not an iguana that just like chills, like a fast little speed racer gecko lizard thing. gecko, lizard, Komodo dragon.
Ma'am, it was not a Komodo dragon. Those things are massive. This is probably what this big.
He snuck in my house. Like, he came through like he was a Jesus lizard. Came through like a thief in the night because I think it was so hot outside. So he was probably near the door, you know, the air. He could feel air.
Right.
So I'm sure when I opened the door, he probably came in. I took my dog out. I came in. I was like, okay, I'm going to bed. For some reason, I went back in the living room for something. And I turned the light on in my bedroom. And the way it was, like, shining into the living room, I was like, what's on the floor? But then I guess he did his little camouflage thing. So I was like, oh, it's nothing. I was looking on the floor, but it wasn't moving. Thank God, I almost reached to pick it up. Or to reach to feel if there was something on the carpet. Because I was like, there's something, like, a stain on my carpet? And I was like, no, I just vacuum, because I vacuum, like, every other day. So I was like, I'll just vacuum, ain't nothing on the carpet. And then...
I paper carpet.
I was like, no, let me turn this light on. I don't trust this. I was quickened in my spirit, like Black Grandma's told me I would be when something ain't right. And I was like, something is not right. So I turned the lamps on in the living room. Lizard. So I was like, oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Like, haveth all thy mercy. This lizard in my house. So he was like real still. So then it was hard because I needed to grab the phone, but I didn't want to take my eyes off of him.
Wait.
The phone was...
Why'd you need to grab your phone?
To call for help.
Continue on. I just had to check.
And so then my dog tried to come out being nosy. I was like, get away, because don't startle him. So I called my neighbor. Thankfully, I knew my neighbor right across the hall. So I'm like, hey, God, like, can you? So I had to get my phone because I have to call for help. I need backup. I need reinforcement.
Okay.
Fire department at this point. If fire departments can come for kittens and trees, fire departments can come for this. So I call my neighbor across the hall. Thank God she lived across the hall. So I'm like, Pega, oh my gosh, are you scared of lizards? You know, Black people always, when they got something to ask you, they'll ask you just to do it. They'll be like, are you scared of lizards? So she was like, before I ask you anything, so she was like, you know, not really, like, something she said should have, but lizards kind of freaked me out. So I was like, so are you scared or not? Like, I don't have time for this. Are you scared? Yes or no? You scared or you not scared? So she was like, why? And I'm like, because there's a lizard in here and I'm scared. I'm not ashamed. I'm super scared. I will pay somebody to come get it. Like, I offered my friend's brother $40 to get out of his bed to literally come, like, less than a mile. I was like, please let him come get it. Like, I'll pay him. Like, I just had new peace of mind. I can't live like this. I was going total white woman. Like, oh, I can't live like this. This is the riff. I'm like, how will I ever rest? And so she comes over. So she's like, okay. It's probably, like, almost 10 p.m. So I'm like, okay. I was like, Pega, what do you want to do? So she's like, oh. So I'm like, hold on. You look real antsy. I thought I was the one stressed. What's wrong with you? She's like, well, I'm kind of nervous because lizards, like, he's little and they move so fast. I was like, wait, so are you scared or are you not scared? Like, now we're arguing. I'm like, so are you scared or are you not scared? Like, I need you to take care of this. Like, I'll take you to dinner, whatever you want. Like, take care of this for me. Okay, so she was like, okay, I need something. I'm like, what do you need? Got it. What do you need? I give it to you. She was like, maybe I'll suck him up in the vacuum cleaner and, like, I'll just turn it on and suck him up quickly. So I was like, she ain't ever played no sports or nothing. So I was like, I got reflexes really good enough. I'm like, when you turn that vacuum cleaner on, he might, like, sprint. He's going to scurry. She's like, oh, no, I think I got it. So I'm like, okay.
Okay.
So I'm coaching her from the top of my bar stool because I'm standing in the bar stool because I'm so scared. So I'm like, okay, Pekka, I plugged up. It's on you now. Like, it's the fourth quarter. 10 seconds on the clock. You gotta make it happen. Like, you gotta do it. This is your time to shine.
Your touchdown.
Need it. Free throw, all of it. Like, I need it. She's like, okay. So I already am nervous, because she's too nervous for somebody who was just about it, rowdy, over the phone.
Right.
She turns the vacuum cleaner on. I was like, okay, look. All I hear was, like, Kyle's like, I don't know, it's gonna, like, right, like, chop him up, is it gonna, I don't know, like, so all I hear was screaming, a bunch of stomping on the floor, like, my neighbors are gonna kill me, and then the vacuum cleaner goes off. So I was like, did you get him? She was like, I don't know. I was like, I was ready to fight. What do you mean you don't know? what I brought you over here for. She was like, I don't know. I was like, you mean to tell me you don't know pee in the... Okay. So the canister was clear. So I'm like, look in the canister. I'm like, you need a flashlight? from the stool, because I'm still in the stool. So I'm like, you see him? She's like, I don't see him. And I was like, where else is he? Where would he be? So I was like, he's probably hiding in the tubes. Like, oh, heck no. I was like, throw the whole vacuum out. I'm done. I'll buy new ones. She was like, no, you won't. I was like, throw it out. She was like, Ashley, you can't. Throw it out. I don't want it. So she was like, no, you won't. I was like, give me the vacuum cleaner. I took that vacuum cleaner and walked it to the dumpster at nighttime. I just left it. I was like, I'm done. Like, this lizard, I'm not going to deal with this. So I go to sleep, and I'm like, oh, thank God. The next day, I get up, I go to work, I come in from work, and I'm sitting on the couch, and I'm talking. And I'm talking on the phone, I'm like, yeah, something, and I laugh, and I was like, ha, ha, ha. Lizard was sitting on the wall like,
guess who's back?
Hey, girl, like, trying to kill me, trying to take me out, like. I was like, oh no. I literally was like the horror. Like, so I was like, oh, he came back with a vengeance. Like, he knows I tried to kill him.
So now he's out to get you.
Now he's out to get me. He's plotting. So I had somebody come over, a full grown, 6 foot, 100-some-pound man, and he would spray so much Raid in my apartment, I thought we'd have to leave to let it air out. And I was like, you can't drown him, like, the wall. I was like, the paint is probably going to come off the wall. Like, the wall. I was like, you don't want to kill him? Like, you can't just kill him? Like, why can't nobody kill a lizard? Y'all clown me for laughing, and nobody can kill a lizard. They was like, we should have killed it. Catch it. Do whatever. Make an example out of him. Kill him. Make an example out of him.
Hang him on the door for when the rest come back.
No. Don't come here. It's at the apartment, go somewhere else. And so I finally got rid of the lizard, but I literally was like, thought about getting a hotel. I was like, I have to get a hotel. Because you know what I really thought? I really thought that that lizard was going to do me the same way the lizard did their stepmom on The Parent Trap when that little newt, when she caught a little newt was in her mouth. And I was like, if I go to sleep and I wake up and it's a little newt looking at me, looking at it, I won't be any more good.
You don't think Harley would protect you from the lizard?
Harley would have been like, Harley was really young at that point. I don't think Harley wasn't even a year. She was a couple months old. Harley would have been trying to play with that lizard. She was like pouncing around like, what kind of toy is this? I've never seen this toy. Like, no.
Coco, my aunt's dog, when I was living with her, came in from the outside. She's a little doggy door, came in. And she had something in her mouth, and then she dropped it and starts playing with it. It was like, what is this? It was like a little gecko that she had already murdered and was just playing around with it.
I don't know that Harley, to be an in-house, well-kept dog, she does have instincts because, like, when we go out, if we see small birds on the ground or we see squirrels, she, like, does flip. The paw is up, the tail is straight. Mm-hmm. So she does have instincts. I don't know though with that lizard at that point that she would have, she was kind of like, I think she would have thought it was a toy. Now maybe, but like I said, a bird or something, for sure she would have been after it. A squirrel or something, she would have been after it. But the lizard, I don't know that she would have been trying to pounce on it. She would have just been like, oh, let's play around with it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, me and that lizard, like I was really literally ready to get a hotel. Like, because I just knew that lizard was going to be laying on my pillow, kicked back. Like, the thought. I don't like creatures. Anything really with more or less than two legs other than dogs, elephants, horses, tigers. I really don't do well with it. No spiders, no lizards, no snakes. They have more or less than two legs.
More or less, okay.
More or less. So, I don't typically do well at all. So, like, I don't know what I would do if I had children. They're like, look at this.
Kids are notorious for that. Be prepared.
I didn't. Even as a child, I was like,
You're gonna get some little. You're gonna have a little boy, and that's they love that.
I was like, take it outside. Leave it out there. I will buy all the bug collecting kits and be like, whatever you catch needs to be in this. Don't bring it to my house. Like, ask me to come outside so I can see it. Then I'll approve it.
That by far is my favorite story of yours.
It is. It was unfortunate. It literally, I was scarred. Every time I would have to go out of my apartment, the duration of the time that I lived there, I always thought about that lizard every single day.
The best part is like you're the next day and you just look up and bam.
And then it was even worse because I was back in my apartment cackling. That was the only reason I saw him, because I threw my head back laughing and I saw him in the top of the corner and he was like, I love this show too. Like, he was so like haunting me.
It's like, I love this show. This is great. It's a classic.
It's a classic.
It's one of my faves. It's my favorite episode. Thanks for turning it on.
Yeah, but we had to throw that vacuum cleaner away because she was like, oh, it probably chopped him up. And I was like, in half? I was like, he could regenerate. She was like, I don't think his whole body. I was like, listen, you don't know. We don't know. I don't know.
I don't know if the lizard regenerates.
Well, they can regenerate, like, their tail and stuff. So she was like, but if it was his whole body. And I was like, what if it wasn't? And I was like, what if it was his half his body was in half and now two of them will come out? She was like... I was like, stranger things have happened. We can't risk it. I'm not about to be on Discovery Channel talking about how my place got infested with lizards because I chopped up one and turned it into 300. Like, I'm not doing this.
To the extreme.
Zero? Or 200? In every way.
No in between. No in between.
No in between.
What am I going to do with you?
I don't even know. I don't know what to do with myself. That's part of my requirements. If I'm going to get married, like, are you scared to kill lizards? Snakes?
Is there a questionnaire?
Probably. When we do premarital counseling. I need to make sure. Are you going to, if a mouse were to, like, run in our house, can you get it? Are you going to be telling me to call somebody? Because I'm not. Because I'm going to be stuck on the bed hollering. Like, stuck on the counter, stuck on the chair, hollering.
But you're going to have your phone, and then you can make the call.
I'm going to be like, Alexa. We won't even have Alexa. I'm like, somebody. Sorry. Somebody. Call.
Alexa.
Alexa, Siri, whomever. Somebody call. Yeah, I need to know that you can kill rodents, lizards. Snakes.
So they have to kill snakes too?
Who else will kill it?
The exterminator?
But if they don't, I understand, because I won't even lie. In my own family, the men, and my dad's family, the men, they don't do snakes. Like, at all. Like, I remember a snake got in our house because we had, you know, in the summertime, the door swell, especially in Texas.
Yeah.
The door swell. And we thought we closed the garage door, the door from the laundry room to the garage, and it didn't click. And so when my dad went outside, they cut all the, we have our grass and then around it is like tall grass. Yeah. And they cut it so it could dry and bail it. And I guess when the air kicked on the suction, the door came open. So since they cut that hay, of course, things mm-hmm. are scurrying. So yeah. The next morning, I got up and I went in the washroom and I got ready to grab my shoes.
Oh, Lord.
And I had these shoestrings that were two colors. And I went to grab the shoes and I was like, it was like super early in the morning. And I was like, so I just backed out and I shut the door. And I was like, I think there's a snake under my shoe. And I was like, what do you mean? But it was so lit. It was like, cool, it was small and it had like a line. So I was like, I'm almost positive. I was like, I don't want to go back in there. I was like, almost positive that that's not my shoelace. I was like, and I don't want to grab it. And so she was like, what? So I called next. I was like, Papa? He's like, yeah. So I was like, I think we got a snake over here. I was like, do you think you could come look? And he was like, your dad's not there. His immediate answer, your dad ain't there? And I was like, no, sir. He's at work. He's in a meeting. I was like, I keep calling him. Meemaw had picked up the phone at the same time. She was like, it's okay, I'm coming. I think she came with a hoe, like, to show
him. Yeah.
Her was the big tower. Clack, 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 clack. She was like, he is dead. Done. He was done. So, literally, then my aunt got a water moccasin in her house. And so, like, it was, like, crazy. Mm-hmm. And my uncle was there, and she was like, I gotta go over here and help them, because my uncle was doing all this hollering and breathing hard. But he did get bit by a copperhead as a child, so I feel like I was like, well, you kind of have to give him a...
He had a flashback.
Yeah, that's what I was like, you kind of have to give him some leeway. She was like, no, I was like, stand still, hold the door. And he was like, huh. I was like, I'm dead. Not like that. She was like, he'd be so dramatic. She was fearless. Meanwhile, killed copperheads, snakes. She ain't scared of nothing. Literally, Meemaw sewed up a whole pig, like a buttons on a shirt with no anesthesia, because a pig was running and got scared and ran through their fence, and he caught on the barbed wire and his intestines were coming out, and she felt bad for him, and she was like, we need to sew him up or he won't make it. And they were like, what? Meemaw had them hold it out, and the pig was like screaming, and she sewed him up like a quilt, and he lived.
I was gonna say, did he live?
He lived.
Did he live to make it to the slaughterhouse?
Probably. She saved him to make it another few days, and then he didn't make it. Well, actually, they didn't even have, like, I don't even know where the pig came from. I don't know if it was, like, a wild pig when they were saying pig, but no, she stitched him up, had them bring it, hold him down, and the pig was hollering, and she was like, no, we don't want him to die like this, and held his guts in, put him in it, and stuffed him and sewed him back up while he was squealing and hollering, like... Black grandma saved the world.
This is true.
The world.
I could just like see her like, oh my gosh, just hemming up this little piggy.
Yeah, like it was nothing. Like she been like she Dookie Hauser, like MD. Like what?
Meemaw MD.
Meemaw, the M is for MD. Medical doctor, literally. That's what the M is for.
I've had a few injuries, and my grandma has stitched me up at home instead of me.
With a needle?
No, or not necessarily stitched me up. She's taking care of me at home.
Oh,
and
yes,
stuff.
Yes,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
I love me, mom, but I don't love me, mom.
Oh, nah. But there's...
Black grandmas are real heavy-handed. I remember my mom tried to check my blood sugar when I was, like, 4. I cried so much. It was yanking my hands so bad. She was like, get away. Cause Meemaw had diabetes. She just be trying to check everybody for diabetes. Like she was checking everybody's sugar. I was like, I don't want my sugar. I just remember my little finger. She was trying to hold it tight, and I was trying to pull it.
I got a flu shot from my grandma one time, and that's probably hurt the worst. Was from my grandma.
Grandma's okay.
Lady,
even when they wipe your face, it feel like you suffocating. How many times you want to put that washcloth on my face? I was like. I can't breathe.
Why are you so rough?
Yeah, they don't know it. They don't have soft, gentle.
There's not.
They love you. They're gentle, but them hands.
You can get them all day.
Them hands scrub cast iron, touch hot pans with no oven mitts. Like
I just had a flashback. We're talking about that rag. Like, oh god.
Yeah, like you literally can't breathe. I'm like, I can't breathe. They'd be smashing your nostrils down.
You'd be all right.
I love you. Then when they lotion you, Meemaw lotion. I didn't get the same treatment at my house. I got Meemaw's house. My mom was like, put the lotion on. Don't get premature wrinkles. You gotta be real delicate. I was like, Meemaw was like.
Girl, you better rub it in good too.
Meemaw was slapping that all over my face. I was like, just curl. Get around your mouth. I was like, okay, I can do it myself.
I'm good, Grandma. I'm good. I got this.
I'm good. Right, black grandmas, I love them. They save the world. They're heavy in the hands and gentle in the heart. They save the world.
That sounds like a Hallmark card.
It should be in their mahogany collection. Thank me later, Hallmark.
Please, let's see that as a Hallmark card. With a little girl holding her grandma's hand, little two puffs.
Yes.
I've designed your card for you. You just wrote the inside, I've designed the outside.
Ready to go.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Always.
We were talking about weather, and then we got to the lizards.
Took a real turn.
It did. I'm trying to think. Texas is bright and sunny. We might have had 90.
I know, my mom today was like, it's 93 today.
It's 90 something
degrees.
But she
said it was a nice breeze. Where she was, there was nice breeze.
It was very windy. Like there was more than it's more than breeze. I was like,
well, where you are, yeah. Where she is, she was like, oh, it's a nice breeze today. So I was like, oh, that's good. Like it's
yeah,
taking
so
enough. She was like, it's 93. I was like, oh, that's the warning before destruction. Texas summer is coming.
Exactly. This week is Main Street's Arts Festival, so...
Oh, I miss it.
I'm avoiding it at all costs.
Why?
Just too many people and pushing and...
And you're just trying to talk about, it's tourists everywhere.
These ain't tourists, and they're the worst.
But imagine that times, I don't know how much. Like,
I'll go on Thursday, like the first day tomorrow. I'll go tomorrow, but after that, I will. And it's going to rain on Saturday, too. So, you know, it always rains during Mayfest, Stock Show. It's always cold and rainy. And then Main Street Arts Festival. It's always some kind of tornado. I hope it's not a tornado, but yeah, it's supposed to rain all day on Saturday and a little bit on Sunday. So we'll see how that pans out for these people.
I used to love walking to through the arts festival. I used to love taking bathroom breaks to Jamba Juice and be power walking. Sometimes I'd be like, oh, I had to wait in the line. I'd be power walking, sweating by the time I got back to work because I was like, oh, I need to hurry up and walk fast. But yeah.
I, like, work further down, but not barely, like, by 2 blocks, and I hardly make it. Yeah. I mean, I do, but that's, like, all the way on one end, and then Jamba's, like, all the way up there.
I know. That's where I was going. I know. That's why I was sometimes sweating in the summertime by the time I got back. Because...
That's true. Yeah. Okay, I forgot. I forgot. Yes. But now they have, Melt has like a cart in their downtown. Okay. So next time when you come, we'll go to Melt.
I mean, that's fun too. I still want to go outside the little yellows.
Of course.
I feel like, you know, somebody I do love, but when I come home, I don't feel the need to, like, Melt, I could go to Melt.
Mm-hmm.
Brahms, I get my cookies and cream.
Mm-hmm.
Do whatever. One place that I like, but don't like enough to try to force it in when I have crunch time and 800 restaurants to go to,
mm-hmm.
is Still City. And I really love Still City Pop.
Yeah.
But, like, when I'm home, if I had to choose between Still City and Brahms or Still City and Melt,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, I'm like, oh, I don't care about having this popsicle right now when I could have something else. Like,
I just know, like, at the store, like, it's always, like, a line all the way around. I'm like, I'm not waiting in line. But it's cool that they have the little cart in Millicent right. Square.
Are you talking about Melt or Still City?
Still City.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know.
That's how it is at Georgetown Cupcakes, which, one, I don't think Georgetown Cupcakes is that anything to rave about.
Mm-hmm.
But then the line is always wrapped all down the block, and I'm like, y'all...
It's not that good.
Are so subpar, and it's because y'all tourists. Go home! Like, don't want you here.
Is that the theme of this? Go home!
Go home. Return to your home.
Oh, yeah. Summertime, all the tourists are going to come out. I'm not ready. Yeah, this weekend, I'm not ready. I'm working from home on Friday. I'm so happy. They were like, we're giving you guys the option because the traffic's going to be bad.
Nobody cared about that when I was working there. They was like, park in the garage like y'all always do.
Look, I've been there 4 years, and I was like, this is the first time. I was like, I'll take it.
I was like, nobody ever cared. They were like, oh, you park in the garage like you always do.
And that's the thing. You can, if you just go, I mean, there's other ways around.
They still have valet in the garage?
Mm-hmm.
And the car wash?
Yeah.
I miss that garage.
I don't know. Yeah, you can still park there, and they're like, oh, we don't want to come to work.
They'd be like, oh, you want a car wash? I'm like, oh, yeah, it's Friday. The sun's out. Give me a car wash. They were like, oh, okay. All right, you need about 5. Are you going out for lunch? I was like, oh, I want to go out for lunch. Whatever y'all say. It's like, it's whatever. It's whatever I want. They're like, oh, no, we'll have it for you. Okay, perfect.
I'm just happy to have it washed. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, yeah, perfect. I'm like, oh, y'all put that little thing in there? I like that one. Can you do it again? Like, literally, I was living my best life.
Well, that means you should move on back.
I was living my best life. I wasn't living my best pay life, but I was early in my career. I was beginning my career, so I guess.
Early in my career. Oh, my God. You're so young. You're so young.
Life. So I'm like, okay. But, yeah, I miss that. Being like, okay, I'm ready.
You're so young.
Let somebody pull my car around. I'm like, thanks. You have a good weekend. Like, literally, that was me. Like, thanks, y'all. Have a good weekend.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Yeah, I get there in the morning. Didn't have to worry about parking and worry about making somewhere on time. I just pulled up. They were like, okay, thank you. They opened my door for me. I had a really first world problem. So I'd be like, dang, it's taking so long. Why am I not getting out that car? Like, I need to leave my car.
I can
make it into my meeting on time. I'm like, and this person in front of me is taking forever. Like, literally, first world
That is
problem.
The ultimate first world problem.
It is. The ultimate first world problem.
It's okay. It's okay. We'll just make fun of you.
I'm not ashamed. I've recognized the error of my privileged parking ways. And I acknowledge that. But yeah, that was the only thing, was like, once you pulled up, you couldn't just get out. You had to make sure you pulled in far enough so somebody could get into your car.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, because it'd be like these old people coming in, go up to the city club, petroleum club. And I'd be like, geez, like, if Clyde and Vaughn don't come on and get out this Buick so I can pull up, I'm going to annoy.
Why they got me Claude and Maude and the Buick?
Because that's what they was in. Or just the old, I was like, damn, get out of this classic Porsche so I can pull up. Like,
right? Yes, that's more like it. The classic Porsche, the big truck. I see that a lot lately. So, yes.
When I was at Claude, it was a lot of Porsche was something I saw often, like, pull up at the front. Like, some people had drivers. So they had like Suburbans, Tahoes,
right.
But yeah, I just was like, oh my gosh, they taking all day. Joe and Jean taking all morning to get out. I could have been in my meeting by now. I'm like, oh.
Joe and Jean, first world problems.
First world, hardcore. Literally, the biggest problem I had was that my office was floor to ceiling windows. On one side and floor to ceiling glass sliding door on the other side, and I hate it for people to be like, hey, are you busy? I was like, I can hear you. You're talking to me through the glass because I closed the door because I'm busy and I can still hear you because the glass isn't soundproof, so you might as well open it. They're like, hey, I just want to see, are you busy? I can hear you. You don't have to count it. I can hear you. Open the door. What is it? How can I help you?
I might need you to get out of the corporate world, ma'am. You need to make an exit out the corporate world.
Right. I would be like, you're literally talking. It was a sliding glass door, but it didn't, like, have a full hinge. You know, like.
Yeah.
So I was saying, like, is it okay if I open the door? I hear you. Open the door. You're talking to me through the door anyways. Open it.
You've already interrupted me.
You've already interrupted me. You saw me as I ignored you through my peripheral, and you stood out there to see if you really thought I was busy or not, and then you still tapped on the glass. How can I help you?
You can't. Thank you.
I cannot.
Cannot.
Can't say mom. But yeah, so I really did like it because on the days that the haze wasn't too bad, I could see the stadium from downtown Fort Worth.
Yeah.
But then it was like real smug, smoggy and stuff, and I couldn't see it, but I think it was super clear. Or if there was a storm rolling in, like, I could see, like, the sunlight,
mm-hmm.
the darkness. So, yeah, I missed it. I missed my, I think I was on the 27th.
Oh, okay.
I missed it.
You were like,
so I had a decent B. I wasn't on 40, but I had a decent
B. Yeah, I'm on 10. It's meh. It's meh.
But at 10, I'm trying to think, you probably still get a good view. Well, which way do y'all face? Y'all face?
Pause. I used to work on 10.
Okay. Alright, did you face XTO or you wasn't XTO in my
mind?
Yes. Okay.
Well, where I sit, yes.
Right. Yeah, I was facing 35.
Yeah.
Whatever. So yeah, I was just like, oh, I love natural light. Like, I love. So yeah, that was the hardest problem I had was that I couldn't have my dog when I smuggled her to work because it was all glass. So when she came out from under my desk, somebody was like, oh my god, it's a dog in here. Because she had her nose on the glass. and she startled them. I had shut the door and I went to the restroom and I was like, Harley, stay under here. She had been under my desk all day, but I was like, I gotta pee. And I was like, stay here. And by the time as soon as I opened the door to come back to the restroom, and I was walking down the hall, I was like, oh my God, it's a damn dog in there. I was like, dang it. And when I came around the corner, Harley had her nose on the glass. The Gerald tail was wagging. Had I had not glass, no one would have ever known. But again, first world problems.
True.
First world problem.
So last week we didn't record, and there was a topic that I really wanted to talk about. Nipsey Hussle. Are you okay over there?
Yeah.
Okay. As I totally said his name wrong via text that time. Because we were just talking, we're like, oh, he was shot. You know, when you start talking about somebody, like when you see a celebrity, something happens to them, you never think it's going to go to the extreme of where this happens. And they're like, oh, he was shot, and he's taken to the hospital. And that's all we heard for a while. And then right as I texted you, that was not even an hour after it showed that he passed. And it's affecting a lot of the community all over. He had a huge impact on lots of areas. He was trying to bring back money into the community, keep his community together. What do you have to say? I feel like you have a lot.
No, I mean, it's just, you don't ever want to see anybody.
Right.
One, pass away.
Mm-hmm.
Two, pass away unexpectedly.
Mm-hmm.
And then three, to be passed away so heinously.
Very violent.
Violently. And then for their family, for his brother to rush to be by his side and see him like that. And you don't ever want to see anything like that in general.
Right.
But Nipsey passed away, it hurt my whole heart. Like, I won't even front. Because I feel like, you know, like now we have a lot of mumbo jumbo rappers and rappers and musicians. Even I can't even think of his name, rapper, and he was like, I do it for the money, like,
right.
I don't even really like music like that. I'm just in it for the money, and I made a career. I figured out how to crack the code, like, that is what it is. And here's somebody who was like business savvy, who was like, I'm not gonna sign, I'm gonna own all my masters, I'm gonna buy back the hood, I'm gonna buy back the same place I used to get arrested in, got drug charges in, used to come through here like it was my office every day. I sold $100 mixtapes, I sold $1,000 mixtapes, you know, and I'm gonna revitalize it, like,
right.
Because I see a lot of people who are like, oh, I made it, I helped these kids in X amount, insert country. I helped these kids in insert country, and I think that's great,
but
my grandpa always said, my papa always told me, is a boy dog will wag his own tail. So if you're helping somebody else, that's cool, but did you take care of your own first?
Right.
You know, so like, you didn't even help your own people, and you left them to go help some other people, when the people right there in the same community ride the same buses, sitting on the same blocks, right. And you didn't help them. And so I think that's one thing I always respected about Nipsey, was like, I've been through, his thing to me was kind of like, I've been through it, now I'm putting you on. What you do with the knowledge, up
right.
to you.
I'm giving you the stuff.
I'm giving it to you.
You're the supplies.
You've already been through it. Here. You still have to go, but here's the way to go. Bypass all the extras. I'm telling you, this is how to do it. And that's really how you equip people, not just be like, here, I'm giving you some money. I'm giving you the full game plan. I'm teaching you the way. Helping the community, I'm helping the young kids, because that's where it's really going to make the change. You can help the elderly, that's cool, they're on their way out. I'm going to help the young kids, so y'all can keep flipping, you can keep flipping, you can buy back the hood, you can do this. So it was just the one, and I don't like disrespect, the disrespect of it all, like, to be gunned down in front of your own store. You bought back the whole shopping center. You know, like, I remember this interview he did where he talked about the shopping center, that there was this restaurant in there, and he was like, you know, we used to come there as kids, we had nowhere else to go, and the owner didn't want us in there. And he was like, and then he took the seats out, so we couldn't even order our food and sit and eat there. We had to order our food and get out. And he was like, and now he paid rent to us every month, because I bought it back. Like, you know, like, and so, I just had so many questions. I felt so sad, especially because I was so glad when he got the GQ, when he and Lauren got the GQ spread, and I was like, oh, this is good. Like,
right.
This is what I want to see. Like, and then I loved the fact that his GQ spread was in the California, is in LA. Like,
right.
It wasn't like they were in the beach somewhere, kicked back in Bali, like, which they could have done. Right. But he was like, nah, like, he was always about, like, this is my neighborhood. Like, we out here dressed up in the neighborhood.
And he wanted to showcase his neighborhood.
Yes. So
good, bad, ugly, everything in between.
Yes, and so I really loved it. I loved that it was he and Lauren in there, because they are very, they're not secretive, but I feel like they're pretty private, mm-hmm. which I respected. Mm-hmm. But I like that they did the spread together. Mm-hmm. They had the video of them doing the game together, you know, like how mm-hmm. well do you, he know her, all those things. And so then it's like, one, that's a blow. You feel that community right. wise, like, okay, that's a blow. Then you feel for Lauren.
Oh.
Because that was the first thing I was like, oh my gosh, to get a call like that.
Right.
And then you like, he's got a young child. So not only does she have to be like, okay, I gotta be strong for myself, I gotta be strong for two kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's just, I don't think a grandma should be burying their grandkids.
No.
You know, just a lot of things. You know, and his mom did have a video that was released yesterday where she was talking. Mm-hmm. And her voice was very soothing. She sounded very at peace.
Mm-hmm.
I just still feel like, you know, she was like, don't mourn, you know, his life's scared out. I do agree.
Right.
But that's still a hard...
That's a hard thing to go through.
And it's so sudden. Mm-hmm. And I've dealt with a lot of death. And I've dealt with death that was expected. And I've dealt with death that was unexpected multiple times. No indication, just boom.
Right.
And they're both hard. I won't say one is harder than the other.
Right.
But the ones that are unexpected, it kind of leaves like an ellipsis. Like, an ellipsis on their life. It's just like, dot, dot, dot. Like,
mm-hmm.
they were here, dot, dot, dot.
Right. There's no...
No. Yeah, there's just like no warning, no get ready, no prep. Just boom. And it's a different kind of healing, a different kind of acceptance, a different kind of like really grasping it.
Mm-hmm.
When that happened, so I just felt so bad. And then Lauren posted after her silence.
Yes.
And you know, she said a lot of good things. The one thing that really, as soon as I read it, struck me was when she said, you are my sanctuary. Because I'm like, that is super, super. That's a sanctuary, the place of refuge. Like,
right.
So I feel so at peace with you. You know, she had the video at his birthday one time where she was like, you know, even though you get on my nerves, you pull up, you show up, you always pull up, you always show up, and you never let me be alone. Like, so, you know, to go from that to be like, boom, now you're not here. And then you live with somebody, so his stuff is still there.
Yep.
His clothes, his scent is probably still on. So that's just a whole lot to deal with. So, like, you know, you feel bad enough as is. Then you feel bad for the family. Then you feel a whole separate pain for Lauren.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So it was just, the funeral is going to be televised, which I was hoping. I figured it probably would be, but I was like, oh, I hope it is. But,
okay.
So I'm like, oh, that's good. I mean, you know, for people who can't
be there and
be
you know.
There.
Like I said, he touched a lot of, not just, you know, in California, in L.A., it was
no,
everywhere.
West Coast. Yeah, not just West Coast.
Not just West Coast. It was everywhere. I mean, visuals were everywhere. His music, just his music alone.
Even all over Ethiopia, Eritrea, everywhere. People were holding visuals. So, I just think, I was grateful that a part of me, not to discredit anybody or say what somebody feels. A part of me, when I saw the video of his mom, I was like, I wonder if she's still in a shock phase.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying she wasn't, not saying she couldn't be. Mm-hmm. But for that to be my child, I felt like she was super calm.
Right.
And not that that can't happen, but to happen so abrupt, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
I just was surprised that she was as calm as she was emotionally.
Right.
There was no, like, cracking of the voice. No, she was very holding it together, very strong.
Right.
And people were like, oh, that's the peace you have when you're with the Lord. But I'm like, having a relationship with the Lord doesn't mean you don't have emotion.
Right.
Two things can be true.
Right.
I can have a relationship with the Lord, and I can still have strong emotion.
Right.
I can still be in mourning, still have a relationship with the Lord.
Right.
I can still believe in whatever I believe, and still, you know, so, like, when people are like, oh, that's why, I'm like, there's right. a lot of other reasons that could be why. She could still be in a state of shock. She could still be, I mean, look at Florida Evans. She was fine, and then everybody left, and she dropped one thing, and...
Bam.
Yes, and I'm like, literally, that can be life. Like, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm doing really well because I'm in crisis mode.
Right.
I'm making sure my grandson is okay. I'm making sure my son's fiance is okay. And then something could happen, and you'd be like, oh, my goodness, yeah. I didn't even realize I wasn't okay. Like,
right.
So that was my concern. I was like, I hope she really is truly okay. But, yeah, I just, it's a lot. Even from Lauren. To me, I would struggle with even taking my child to the funeral.
Right.
Because at 2, almost 3, you know, will he get to this funeral and be restless? Will he get to this funeral and freak out? But then I don't want to not take him. Do we have a separate memorial thing where I let him go view, but I don't bring him in this crowd? Because up until after she posted, after he passed, nobody had seen photos across.
Right.
They kept him out of the spotlight. They kept my everything. So do I want to bring him somewhere where there's 15,000 people and then we're making a session for 25 miles? Like, you know, do I want to do that? And, mm-hmm. you know, so all kind of things. So I'm just like, oh, I really, my heart just breaks. It's a sad situation. Not just for Lauren. Lauren is not the only one. But other families, you know, where you people leave and they're expecting them to...
Mm-hmm.
come back home. The fact that he even got shot doing what he was notorious for doing, which was helping out, trying to help somebody else out.
Right.
And for someone to target him, you know, it's just super unfortunate, super sad state of affairs. But I do like the way he's being honored.
Right.
City of Los Angeles, state of California. Mm-hmm. I will say that. So that's like kind of, I think, how you do pay your true respects and not let somebody's life be in vain to be like, hey, we're going to continue to acknowledge if he can't be here physically, but we're going to do things to make sure his name stands and goes on. So I do think that's good.
I was very shocked to hear, like, police officers in Los Angeles get up and say how great of a person he was and how much he was...
Well, he was supposed to meet with LAPD,
right?
Like, a couple of days later. So that, and then I will not lie, when I saw the Bloods and the Crips walking together,
mm-hmm.
men, women, like, we're doing a whole peace treaty. We all want to go back and forth. It's all love. Like, this is what it was all about. I was just like, oh, my goodness. Like,
and doing that is honoring what he stands for, what he was trying to do.
You know how big that is?
Yeah.
And how major that is?
Yeah.
Dan Farrakhan sit out the fruits.
Yes.
FOI came through. The ladies came through in their white. They was clicking their boots together, their white boots and stuff together. And they had the last call, final call with Nipsey's picture on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's really what it's about, like unifying. Like mm-hmm. unifying Crips and Bloods and Muslims and non-religious and everybody together for one common goal to say, mm-hmm. hey, like, let's figure out a way to continue this legacy so that this life won't be in vain, these efforts won't be in vain.
On the opposite end of that spectrum, we have Kodak Black.
Raggedy.
Is that
Kodak Whack? This is what I think about Kodak Whack. Kodak Whack was first canceled. He made statements about Lauren London, said if she needs a shoulder to cry on, he'll give a shoulder to cry on about a year, you know, like he would come plot to move in. And I read a lot of comments on the internet. Some were like, oh, Kodak didn't say anything wrong. He said what people were thinking. Then I saw people were like, no, that's really disrespectful.
Right.
And so then T.I. is the first one that I know of to mm-hmm. call Kodak out and was like, you need to do better, you need to take that back, whatever. Tank came out and was like, listen, this ain't it, this ain't the way. Then after Tank,
I saw the game.
Yes. I saw Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't know Snoop Dogg.
I didn't see Snoop Dogg.
So. Snoop cried. Talked about Nipsey, though.
Yeah.
On his video. But yes. So, Game came out. And they all attacked. So, I saw a lot of people like, Kodak should have been canceled. Y'all just trying to protect him. Y'all just trying to come at him now because it's your friend. And such, such, such. Which I agree with.
Right. Oh, because, I mean, he's accused of raping women. The other attack against that rapper, what is her name? With the braids, with the tattoos. He basically said he wanted to sexually assault her.
Yes.
But yet now, after he disrespected Lauren, it's still wrong.
Right, and so that's where I struggle, because first and foremost, I agree. Kodak Whack should have been.
He has been canceled. Look, in this book, been canceled.
Publicly.
Yes.
He should have been. The only thing that I'm kind of like iffy about is if I'm in a group and I know of somebody, but we don't run in the same circle.
Right.
And I hear that they've done these things. I may be like, okay, they deserve whatever. Like, I'm not going to get involved because I don't know, but I know that I know.
Right. I don't know, but I know. Yes.
And I might say that way. But then, if somebody's my friend, and somebody's like, well, LaShonda, the same person, I'm clapping back.
Right.
So I do agree, Kodak should have been canceled.
Right.
But I don't even feel like the public canceled Kodak the same way.
Until...
That the public is saying, oh, well, T.I. and y'all need to go. I don't feel like the public did either. They were like, okay. Then he made a little video. They were like, So I kind of feel like, okay, I get it. But I don't think we as the general public canceled Kodak like we should have before. We didn't like it, and we kind of talked about it and clowned it. But we didn't really, like, I'm done.
Right.
Until then. Now, then we did. And then people like, oh, these rappers... should have been canceled, but we really didn't either. Like,
yeah, it's more than just those rappers.
We were still sharing, so I'm like, I kind of like, I get it, but I feel like it was a double standard. A spade is a spade. I feel like we all could have done more. And at the same time, like I said, somebody could do something, and I might not speak on it because I don't really know them like that. But if they do something to you, now I feel like I am involved, right. And I'm going to speak out. So, T.I. was like, hey, I got a relationship with Nipsey. I'm going to speak out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get that,
yes. I completely understand that.
So I agree, but I also agree with, like, okay, I get what y'all are saying, but I don't know that because they're like, oh, they should have been called for it to be canceled. But as a friend, T.I. made a move out of respect, as if, like, hey, this is my friend, I wouldn't have it. So yeah, it's art taken down, not the thing, like, made moves. And so people are like, oh, he didn't do that before. True, but you don't want to act too fast. If I know you're accused, and I know you said things, I agree, you said things, okay. But also, Rick Ross has said things. Y'all haven't taken out of Rick Ross. So, like, at what point do we say...
Where's the line?
Are y'all crying about Rick Ross? Y'all still going to Wingstop? He always, like, you got to make up... So I'm just like, okay, I get it. But I feel like Twitter and sometimes social media, they just, like, jump on something.
Mm-hmm.
So everything like, oh yeah, rah, 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 like we shouldn't be okay, but y'all still go to Wingstop, and Rick Ross literally said,
yeah,
he was on drug girl. Y'all still bopping to Cardi with City Girls, twerking.
Listen, you y'all will not take away my twerk.
Yes, yeah, so I'm like, so y'all listen to Cardi, which I do want to go on record and say, I spoke out of turn. The last time we talked about Cardi and Rick Ross, because I read an article about Rick Ross, and they were comparing it to Cardi, but not about Cardi. I didn't know she had said about drugs. I guess that's why they were comparing it. Mm-hmm. I thought they were comparing, like, because she's a stripper. I didn't realize in the article that she was saying she had drugged.
Oh, okay.
When you said it, I was like, oh, yeah, but then I was like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. In the article I read, it was just saying people are slamming Rick Ross and comparing to Cardi, and then they were like, oh, because she used to be a stripper. But I guess they expected that you knew the full context, and I hadn't read the full context. So, to me, I feel like it's all the same. If we're not going to get mad at Rick, or we're going to get mad at Cardi, or we're going to get mad at Rick, but we don't get mad at Cardi, but then we get mad at...
You just got to find your line and...
I'm black and white.
Yeah.
For the most part. And a lot of people are, in some way, I'm very black and white. So if it's wrong for Rick, I also think it's wrong for Cardi.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, well, she didn't rave, and she's not making money. I'm like, okay, yeah. But she still drugged somebody. And if it were a man drugging a woman...
Oh, yeah.
I would call for them to be... Everything. Stone him. Like...
Right.
Whatever it takes. Like... Mm-hmm. You don't know, and so I'm like, to me, it's no different, because you're taking advantage of somebody. Like, they already came to the strip club. I'm sure they was already planning to give out one. Like, so you're gonna take even more. Like, I just don't think it's, you know, like, oh, what's Cardi? I'm like,
I totally see the gray on that. So, you know, I get the gray.
So that's what, yeah. I'm like, okay, y'all saying it's Cardi, but what does that mean? Because it's Cardi, it's okay. Like, and if so, like, why? Like, where do you get that? And that's what I think. So, like I said, when we were talking, then I was like, yeah. I was like, okay, I get what you're saying. But then I was like, wait. And so then I read about it afterwards, and I was like, oh, no. Like, Cardi is still wrong.
Oh, yeah. But for me, it's like Cardi was drugging for money. With Rick Ross... That's for physically harming someone. Listen, stealing money from somebody and drugging them, it's completely wrong. But then to physically harm someone after you've drugged them and raped them, I find that just on my moral ladder, just a little bit worse than what Cardi did.
Worse in the way of, do you still listen to Rick Ross?
I've never been a Rick Ross fan in the first place, so...
If he came on your Pandora, would you skip the song?
No.
Okay.
No. If I knew it, I'd be like, all right. You know.
So no. Well, okay.
So, yeah, I really don't care either way about Rick Ross. He's not my cup of tea. But you know what? He's got a few bangers out there.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. He's got a couple ratchet songs that...
Yeah. And he might be on somebody else's song. I kind of dig it, but neither here nor there. I just totally see the different, or for me, it's the difference of the crimes on. Because even if you drug somebody, that could be, you could kill somebody doing some stuff like that. That is true. So it's equally as dangerous. I just see, but the physical harm when you're drugging somebody to take advantage of them sexually compared to the monetarily, but that's just me. Sometimes I see gray, sometimes I see black and white. I don't know.
That's fair.
Bun life over there. So normally at this point we would have this thing called binge watch, but I will take the fall for this, and I will say that I have not watched Finding Neverland. I find this hard to watch because it is Michael. So, but I'm going to take it for the team, and I'm going to at least watch the first episode. I will say that my co-host, my partner in crime, has warned me.
I have tried to.
I appreciate that. I appreciate the warning. So when it actually happens... Hey, I'm still gonna be floored.
It'll still be like, to hear it, I'm sure you'll be like, but it won't be like a blow and a shocker all at the same, like too many things at once.
Well, it's like with Abducted in Plain Sight. Plenty of people have warned me, like, oh, you're not gonna believe this, and you know they show the picture of the dad, and you know he had some kind of a relationship with the and. I knew all of this going in, but actually hearing it and then hearing the more detail is just like, wow.
The dad is related to the guy off the fire festival. I don't care what anybody says, fight me. they're related.
I believe it in terms of...
The dad is the great-uncle of the man on the Fyre Festival that was drinking from the Evian waters.
Because they were willing to do anything and everything.
Anything. Why is the first thought not to just ask? He went and got mouthwash, gargled, never was like, you know what, I should just ask first. He was like, I'm about to go in here and do what needs to be done.
That's a real trooper right there.
And then I was like, the mouthwash, if he was going that hard, why did he wait to use the mouthwash before he got out of the car? Like, by the time he used the mouthwash and then drove all the way there. Child, you was gonna do it, you gotta do it.
Ma'am, you and your questions, you had too much thought into this.
And that's the sad part, I did it. It just came to me. I was like, so you gonna do it before you even left the house? Like,
so with that, I'm going to
Altoids.
Woo. With that being said, I will watch Finding Neverland. Will you stop giving me that face?
We gonna see what the end gonna be.
It's not gonna take me 2 more weeks to watch it. I will watch it this weekend.
I'll be expecting the text messages because they will come.
Oh God.
They will come.
Because we viewed that thing together. That was just a lot. This is gonna be too much. Why do you do this to me? Why do you make me watch this stuff?
I think you just need to see, like I said, I just had a lot of questions that I'll discuss after we've watched part one, but yeah, I just want to see them for myself because I've read such strong opinions on a lot of different sides as to how people feel, what they think, questions they have. So I was kind of like, I want to have my own opinion based on what I think, as opposed to like, oh, I heard this, and I think this. So, yeah.
I will have some wine ready. I will have two glasses before and 2 glasses during.
You might need to pour some tequila in it.
What's coming? It's like I knew it was coming. Pour a little tequila in there.
You might need to pour some tequila in it, and you might have some brownies.
Ma'am, I'm not going to be that prepared. That takes a little bit longer.
I don't know. You might want to take the time.
Now you're freaking me out. Am I going to be that traumatized?
I don't know. I just know you were already so hesitant.
Yeah.
From the jump.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, I gave you the... the emotional spoil. I try to give you like this might hit you like the shocker spoilers, so you know this is how in depth it is. But I don't know. It was
okay. Yeah, we'll talk about it more in depth next week. I'm so like, I don't want to talk about it. We have to. I mean, you have to. It's somebody that we all love and cherish, but he also had this not so great side, so we need to discuss. And yeah.
I want to say, I don't foresee myself canceling Michael Jackson musical catalog personally.
Mm-hmm.
And someone was kind of like, why not? Like, you don't like listening to R. Kelly anymore, don't you? And I was like, I don't. But I don't, because even the songs that aren't sexual, everything relates back to his experiences. I was like, so I can't even listen to the songs the same to think like, oh my gosh, you were probably talking about a girl. I was like, but Michael Jackson was writing Black and White, Earth Song. Like, I mean, singing these songs like that aren't about, he wasn't hiding in plain sight the way I feel.
R. Kelly was.
And so Key and Ignition, ruined.
You're able to separate the artist from their work.
In this instance, yes.
Yes.
I think it's a personal case-by-case basis for me.
Yeah.
Had he had songs that were about him and children? I can't.
Yeah.
Because then once I know, I know. So once I saw the documentary and I see these women and I hear the instances and I see the evidence, and then I hear, you know, he wrote this about this, and then he wrote, I Believe I Can Fly, like, he wrote, you know, all these things. I'm like, oh, I can't.
Wait, what about I Believe I Can Fly?
I Believe I Can Fly was written after, not after he first got, I don't know, but I Believe I Can Fly had a tie to it.
Oh.
So, I mean, everything. So, I'm like, it's not even the sexual stuff. Like, anything. I can't even, now I can't listen to.
Yeah.
It was all connected. So, I'm like, I'm going to, like, I ain't going to tell you no lie. Back in the pre-documentary, you remind me.
I think we had talked about that, like, we talked about something with R. Kelly a while back.
Now, when I hear you remind me, I'm like, he was talking about, like, a Power Wheels Jeep, because he likes kids. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
Like, I thought he was talking about Jeep Wrangler. He was talking about, like, Power Wheels, because he likes kids, and he was harassing kids. Like, I just can't do it. So, Chocolate Factory, TP2... all the things I really liked, I'm like, oh, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't even step in the name of love, because that was trying to pull the wool over our eyes and keep us diverted. keep a whole diversion. So I'm like, I can't. Like.
Oh, so next week.
It used to be my song.
Oh, Lord.
Don't You Say No Tonight. Want to ride all in my truck, but you don't want to let me listen. I can't listen to that anymore.
No. Nope. Negative, Captain.
I'm like, I'm scarred, so I can't. But however, when I listen to Black and White, Dirty Diana, Bad, like, I don't. And a lot of the songs he made was before, by the time this starts, when the first kid says he met him, this was during, at Bad time. That's when he started dancing with him at Doom.
Mm-hmm.
When Bad was popular.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's Wanna Be Where You Are, Ben. There's some other old stuff I can still listen to, like.
Yeah. I get it.
I had to cut Robert off.
As we all should.
Yeah, I can't. He probably can't spell cut off, but I had to do it. It is what it is, you know? It is what it is. I'm sorry, I cannot separate it in that realm. Just can't do it. He even had a little gospel album that I liked back in the day. It was like a mini, well, around What You Saved Me.
Mm-hmm.
And then it had like other little songs. He had the choir in there. The Key Combas off of Hardball.
I knew you were going to bring that back up.
He did that song, The Storm Is Over. The Storm Is Over was my jam. He had a choir in that too.
On a movie about kids.
The Storm Is Over now. Like, bro, you do that song, I'm like, he ruined everything for me. For me personally, I just can't. Like, Storm Is Over. Maybe if he were deceased, I could listen, but the thought of like streaming and giving him more money to listen to The Storm Is Over, I ain't gonna do it.
I've been out. I mean, you know, there's been like an occasional song I listen to, but
I ain't listened to a single R. Kelly song.
Not since they started taking them off, I haven't listened to, but like beforehand, you know, because I grew up in the time of Aaliyah, so I knew all about all that stuff. I was a huge fan back in the day, so I remember all of that happening. And just like, and because I guess I was younger, so I really didn't think too much into it. But I do remember the first trial and the 14-year-old girl, and I remember all that. And that's what I was like, can't do it no more. Just, I'm out.
And I remember hearing about the trial, but that time I think that was on TV2 time.
Yeah.
Or Chocolate Factory. Either way, I was like a freshman. So I heard, but I didn't like keep up. I knew he went to trial, and I knew he was like found not guilty. So. Mm-hmm. I never like researched it. I just was like, oh, okay, like found not guilty.
Yeah.
Okay. I never knew the details until I watched the documentary.
Right. Understandable. So, you have any plans for this weekend?
Oh, one second.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's me. Because it's just... And... Whoops, in my mind. I want to get your thoughts on Kim Kardashian West, Esquire. I mean, first of all, she's not Esquire yet. I'm not saying. However, Kim says that she is going to sit for the bar 2022... Allegedly, that's what they're saying, Kim is going to sit for the bar. Because in the state of California, you can sit for the bar without going to law school. What are your thoughts, ma'am?
I'm all, like most things, I'm all over the place. If she is legitimately going to use this to help people, I'm okay. Do what you do. But if it's just... I mean, it's still, even then, it's still for some stunt. I just don't... There's a lot of people who work hard and go to law school and do this, do all the right steps. And now, and you know, they get to where they are. And Kim is just going to buy her way. I'm like, granted, you said they can take
the... Also said the state of California, I'm sure Kim is the first one.
Yeah, but it just, it seems, it all seems like a stunt sometimes. But I hope... I want to see the positive in this, and I hope she uses this for good and to help people. Because, you know, she did help the one woman or the couple of girls, you know, to be released. Or
she helped,
you know,
the guy who got out, and she paid his rent.
Right.
The gentleman who got out.
So. I would like for her direction to start going towards that and then less of being half... And there's nothing wrong with her being half naked all the time. But I would prefer her to start using more of her energy, her fame, towards that than this. But it's whatever she wants.
But you can do both.
She can do both, but...
I will say this. I don't know that I think the law degree, or sitting for the bar, sitting for the bar, I don't know that I think that's to help the community, because Kim can help the community without doing that, because she got the funds and the resources to do it. I think it may be a personal goal, and it may be like a tribute to her father and some connection, which I don't see anything wrong with there. I saw a lot of people saying, oh, she's going to use this, but Kim could never use it and never get it, and she could still help people. So I don't think she needs this. Therefore, I think this has a lot more to do with a personal goal and achievement, and I don't knock that. But as opposed to, I'm going to use this so I can represent somebody in court, I don't see Kim...
But I would like for her to use that money and then that to help more people. I think it could be a bigger...
Oh, for sure. I don't think Kim is going to be in the courtroom, and I don't think she should. If you didn't go to law school and get the formal training, you can know the
That's
law.
True.
But to get in the courtroom and really know how to handle it, I think Kim would screw somebody over doing that. So I think she should continue to do her funds, continue to use her connections. Mm-hmm. And if she wants to get this as a personal goal to be like, hey, I passed the bar... Do it.
And I think, well, and that might...
Her next photo shoot probably going to be her naked with a gavel. Like, hey, listen.
That's... I laugh, but that's absolutely true.
Our first lady is naked, too. Anything is possible. You can be first lady, have your whole vagina out. Listen. If Kim want to have her vagina out and teach...
Again...
Her, Again, and teach the law. I mean, that's what Melania did. She had a John out pre first lady role.
Might as well use that energy for good, Kim. So
might as well.
Yeah.
She can talk about. She can do cases of revenge porn. Take it back to the roots.
I like how you tied that all in together.
Like that, she'd be the new Lisa Bloom.
Except
she can actually run a cake. I don't know one that Lisa has one. And that's not to be funny. I really don't.
No, it's absolutely true.
Lisa, the L is for exactly what you're going to take if you hire Lisa to be your attorney. An L. You're not going to win your case.
So you're saying Kim would probably win a case for Lisa? Definitely.
Oh, for sure. The jury would be like, Kim, what do we think? You are stupid. Like, it don't even have to be that she's that good or qualified. Somebody in the jury is going to be like, Kim is on this jury. Like, everything going to be compromised. found on me. All the data came through that. Like, yeah.
You're absolutely right.
So, listen. If you can use it to help some people,
please do. That's the direction. That's how I want to see Kim grow as a person. Can't be about the looks all the time.
Hey, you can run it while you can.
Okay.
I ain't even mad. Milk it while you can.
Is Kim like 35, 36, 37?
Kim's about 37, 38.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll be 38 this year, I
think. The best of luck to Kim.
Kim, have you seen Chris?
No.
Kim in good hands. Chris ain't got a single wrinkle. That face, her doctor is good. Kim, ride that train out.
To the best of luck to Kimberly Kardashian West and her venture.
Kanye Kardashian too.
That's a whole nother topic on Kanye.
If somebody could bring back Kanye West, I would appreciate it.
Good luck.
Kanye
on that.
Kardashian.
No. Negativo.
Michael Kanye.
We'll talk about that another day. Do you have any ending notes?
I mean, if you're out there taking stuff for granted, this last week should have been a good reminder not to. Everything is fleeting. Nothing is forever. Nothing, nothing, nothing. So I hope that you take that seriously and you don't think everybody else is the rule, you're always the exception, because life has a funny way of reminding you. So for sure, hope everybody cherishes their people. Don't forget to keep it real and true. Tell them how you feel and live your best life.
Those are all great little nuggets. Mine is just love one another.
Vacation Bible School is coming up, y'all. Vacation Bible School season is coming up. Listed at church, they announced, they were like, Vacation Bible School will be such and such day to such and such day, and I was like,
so it means you're gonna sing it every time.
Wait, my Michelle Obama.
You're gonna sing it every week, what, from May on to August?
Vacation Bible School don't be that long.
Don't take away my joy.
Black church is gonna give you 4 days for Vacation Bible School.
Don't take away my little joy of when you start to sing that lovely song.
Oh my God.
And bless everyone with your lovely voice.
Oh, it's not. And if anybody's listening and that's what they're expecting, don't. Do not.
I can't wait. That's like the highlight of my days, my existence, is when you sing those lovely little notes.
Listen, I'm preparing myself for Vacation Bible School season.
I can't wait. I can't wait. So, that's our show, guys. We're glad you're here. Thanks for listening, and you guys have a great evening. Bye!